Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette Police, Sheriff's Office, say city has no license plate reader cameras. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Concerns over license plate reader cameras are growing across Wyoming, but local law enforcement says Gillette residents don't have to worry. According to Cowboy State Daily, a recent online map, dflock.org, incorrectly identified cameras at the intersection of South Douglas Highway and East Box Elder Road as license plate cameras. However, both the Gillette Police Department and the Campbell County Sheriff's Office say they do not use license plate reader technology. Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson told Cowboy State Daily the department has no license plate readers, while Sheriff Scott Matheny personally inspected the devices and believes they are traffic sensors used to operate the stoplights. The Wyoming Department of Transportation also says it does not operate license plate readers at that intersection. Instead, officials believe the devices are likely pan, tilt, zoom traffic cameras used to monitor signal operations and traffic flow. YDOT says those cameras do not store images or collect license plate information. The story comes as several Wyoming communities debate the use of license plate readers, while Lusk has installed the cameras to assist with investigations involving stolen vehicles, kidnappings, and other serious crimes. Gillette officials say no such technology is currently being used by local law enforcement. Wyoming lawmaker pleads guilty, brings months-long DUI case to a close. A months-long DUI case involving Wyoming State Representative Bill Allemand of Midwest has come to an end after the Republican pleaded guilty Wednesday in Johnson County Circuit Court. According to Cowboy State Daily, Allemand entered the plea as a part of an agreement after months of legal challenges over his December 2025 arrest in Buffalo. The case drew attention after his attorney argued the traffic stop was unlawful and that Allemand had been questioned while handcuffed without first being advised of his Miranda rights. A judge later ruled that some statements made during that questioning could not be used in the prosecutor's main case, but allowed the DUI case itself to move forward. Allemand was sentenced to 1 year of unsupervised probation, fined $500, and ordered to pay court costs and other fees. A 90-day jail sentence was suspended, meaning he could serve 88 days if he violates probation. He must also undergo random alcohol testing, complete any recommended treatment, stay out of bars and liquor stores, and obey all laws. The court also spawned a separate criminal contempt proceeding involving Allemand's attorney over alleged court-related issues, which remain pending. Allemand is serving his second term in the Wyoming House and is seeking the Republican nomination for re-election in next month's primary. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.